The wheels on the bus will once again be rolling between West Vancouver and UBC as students head back to class this fall. TransLink has officially announced a Route 44 UBC, Dunderave extension will be in place this September, making for a one-seat ride on weekdays between West Vancouver and UBC. The reinstated route will include three morning trips leaving Dunderave hourly starting at 6:58 a.m. and three return afternoon trips leaving UBC Exchange hourly starting at 3:05 p.m. The bus will serve local stops in both directions between Dunderave and Park Royal and between Georgia and Denman Streets downtown, as well as regular stops on the 44 route between Burrard Station and UBC. The return of the bus route marks the first time a direct bus has connected West Van with UBC since before the pandemic. TransLink cancelled the West Vancouver Blue Bus Route 258 to UBC in 2020 when the pandemic forced university classes to go online only. When classes resumed in 2021, an online petition to bring the bus back racked up almost 1,000 signatures, but the Transit Authority opted against it, citing lower ridership of only about 100 riders per day. West Vancouver Mayor Mark Sager announced the reinstatement of a weekday bus to UBC in March, describing it as very good news for people commuting to UBC this fall. This week he said he was thrilled to see the return of a direct bus between UBC and West Van. It is a huge win for our community and will serve our residents well, especially our students, Sager said in a press statement. A graphic showing the route extension of TransLink's 44 UBC bus through to West Vancouver. TransLink service is also being increased on routes serving SFU and Capilano University. The changes include increasing weekday service to run the 245 bus between Phibbs Exchange and Capilano University more frequently Monday to Friday. Several North Shore bus routes that see service increases in summer months, including the 211 Seymour to Phibbs Exchange, 212 Deep Cove, 227 Lynn Valley, 236 Grouse Mountain, 257 Horseshoe Bay Express and 262 Lions Bay will see seasonal decreases to service this fall according to TransLink. Service adjustments are being made to 54 routes in total throughout Metro Vancouver. Transit service changes occur every January, April, June, and September according to TransLink, based on seasonal patterns and customer demand. The changes will take effect on September 4. Go to translink.ca/service changes for more information on specific route changes.